WDEV News time, 4:40. This means we get on the line and chat with Kyle at Sticks and Stuff in St. Albans. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I hope that everybody is enjoying the heat. I know it is a little hotter than normal, but we'll take it. Maybe we'll see if this weekend we can get one without some rain.
Yeah. Yeah, we all try to go and do our outdoor work on the weekend because oftentimes that's the time that we have, you know, and then it winds up raining again, and sometimes messes the plans with outdoor things that you want to get done. You want to talk about a rebate on Cabot paints?
Yeah, so in all of our locations that stock Cabot paint stains. There's a $15 rebate that you can grab a copy of, do it all online. You can do it through your smartphone, however you want. You can snail mail it. But from June 27th through July 6th, Cabot is giving people back $15 in the form of a rebate per gallon that they buy, or $75 back on a five-gallon bucket. So it's a maximum of $75, but I know a lot of people have been holding off on some stain projects because they're waiting for things to actually dry. So if now is the time when you need several gallons of stain, if you need it anyway, you may as well take advantage of the $15 off per gallon. It's not through us directly at the location, but we can give you the information. There should be some mail-off informational packets that are kind of in the paint aisle. So take a copy of that, fill it all out, take a picture of just your proof of purchase with your receipt, and they will get the rebate back to you. Normally, it's in the mail. I don't know if they do an email rebate like a gift card right now, but just wanted to get the word out about that because $75 is $75.
Yeah, and you might as well get it and sit on it and wait until that deck or whatever it is that you want to stain actually does dry out, because you really need it to be dried before you stain it, of course.
Yeah, and Cabot makes products for, you know, decks. They make products for siding, sheds, basically anything exterior that is wood. Cabot has a finish for, and they have a lot of different color options and a lot of different products. So if anybody has any questions, definitely swing into your local Sticks and Stuff and just bounce them off one of us.
And we all want to know, what are your hours for the time around the 4th of July?
Right. So the time around the 4th of July, everyone's going to have pretty much normal hours on the Thursday leading up to it. I know we have a Facebook post that's going to come out on Thursday, but the only location that is open on the actual 4th of July is the St. Albans location, and we are going to have basically Sunday hours, so we're going to be open from 8 to 12. So if you are a homeowner around the St. Albans location and you're in a pinch, we will be there from 8 to 12. All other locations will be closed on the 4th.
Yeah, and I'm looking at that forecast of the 4th of July when I say, maybe some sprinkles. I was thinking about maybe doing some outdoor things and then realizing, oh, I need something, and then you head on over. But Sunday,
yep. We'll be there until noon, so 8 to 12 in the St. Albans location on the 4th of July. Any other specifics, you can look at our website or Facebook, or just give your local store a call.
All right. And you have locations in not just St. Albans, but Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, Swanton, Rouse's Point. Pretty much anywhere where you can hear this program, you'll be able to, you're within a reasonable drive of Sticks and Stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add here today?
Nope. I just hope that everybody remembers the reason for the 4th of July. It's not just a day off for most people. There's a reason for it. So kick back, reflect, and enjoy.
All right. Kyle from Sticks and Stuff in St. Albans, sticksandstuff.com. We'll chat with you next week right around this time.
All right. Everybody stay safe.